The Bush administration is offering companies nearly $1 billion in contracts for post-war reconstruction in Iraq. But only a handful of major corporations have been invited to place bids for the work. Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill reacted angrily to the news today and complained about the Bush administration's secrecy in post-war planning. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The Republican chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Richard Lugar, said he was startled by the news that the U.S. Agency for International Development has already been in touch with major corporations to work on contracts for rebuilding Iraq. Democrat Christopher Dodd, another member of the committee, said some U.S. corporate leaders know more about the administration's plans than senators and taxpayers do.
I find that terribly disturbing. There's an arrogance to that. We've seen evidence in an allied reaction to the effort in Iraq, and it's now showing up here, and I don't think that's going to be very helpful. That's going to make the job of winning my support for those kind of efforts a lot more difficult in the coming months.
The members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee were angry because the Pentagon official in charge of post-war planning failed to show up at their hearing on the topic today. And the senators complained that they only learned about the proposed reconstruction contracts by reading the Wall Street Journal. Chuck Hagel, a Nebraska Republican, called it a slap in the face at a time when the Bush administration should be trying to build trust on Capitol Hill. Hagel said senators have been pushing for answers as to how much it will cost to rebuild Iraq.
We all pushed to give us some sense of this. No answers. The administration chose not to have witnesses today. No answers. I think the president was asking his news conference the other night. No answers. And I think the best that they have come up with is, well, you'll know about it when we bring up a supplemental appropriation. I don't think that's a good way to do this.
Today's State Department briefing will do little to allay congressional concerns about secrecy. Spokesman Richard Boucher would only say the U.S. asked a handful of companies recently to submit bids to rebuild schools, hospitals, and airports. He said a decision would be made this month. Among the companies bidding on what could amount to $900 million in contracts are Bechtel and Kellogg Brown and Root, a subsidiary of Halliburton, a company once headed by Vice President Dick Cheney. The members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee didn't question the choice of companies or the fact that only U.S. firms will be chosen. Richard Lugar and the others are mainly worried that the administration has not been upfront with Americans about the costs.
$900 million, as we listen today, is not a small sum, but it is still a small percentage of what was being prophesied down the trail.
The experts that did testify today, none of whom were government officials, gave cost estimates in the tens of billions of dollars in the first year alone to occupy and rebuild Iraq. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition, a conversation with National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. NPR's Juan Williams asks just how hard the U.S. is arm-twisting to win support for a new Iraq resolution at the U.N. Security Council.